Today, we will read Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 49. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we read your word, that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, help us understand what you're saying. May we hear your voice and learn and follow you. Lord, make us more like you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 49. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who builds a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. In today's reading, we see Jesus teaching many things, and it seems to cover many different subjects. But I want to start at the end and work backwards and see how it connects. I think all of it comes together at the very end as Jesus tells this parable about people who come to him and say, Lord, Lord, but then they don't do what Jesus says. And so Jesus compares people to builders. He says the people who come to him listen to his teaching and do what he says to do. Those people are like a wise man, a man who wants to build a house, and before he starts, he digs deep, and he lays a foundation on rock. It's solid, it's stable, it's firm, it's secure. And when floods come and beat against that house, it stands still because it is based and sitting on a rock. But then there's a foolish man who builds his house without any kind of foundation. In some translations, it talks about him building it on sand. And when the floods come, the house doesn't have anything solid to stand on, and so it collapses. In the same way, when we build our lives on Jesus, when we build our lives on his teaching, when we listen to him and obey, it is like building our lives on a solid foundation, on a rock that will not move, so that when trouble comes, we won't be shaken. We will not fall. But if we hear his words and ignore them, then we are going to be like that foolish man. Our lives are not built on what is solid. If I am ignoring Jesus' teaching, my life is not stable and secure. When problems come, I will be shaken, I will fall apart. And so, it's so important to understand that my life must be built on the Word of God. Now, as my life is built on the Word of God, what is going to happen? Well, if I look at the section right before this, in verses 43 through 45, Jesus teaches about the good tree versus the bad tree, that a good tree bears good fruit, a bad tree bears bad fruit. In the same way, a life that is based on the Word of God, a life that is based on Jesus and his teaching, is like a good tree. It will produce good fruit. But a life that is not based on God, on Jesus, on his teaching, it is a bad tree. It will bear bad fruit. You cannot get good fruit from a bad tree. Just like here, you cannot get good things from a thorn bush. You're not going to find figs or fruit that you enjoy from a bad bush. It only comes from a good fruit-bearing bush. It says in verse 45, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. Where does that good come from? It comes from living my life, building my life on Jesus. It comes from building my life on Him and listening to His teaching and obeying. However, evil men, if I am building my life, spending my time, putting all these evil thoughts into my mind, whether it's just by watching things I shouldn't watch, or doing things I shouldn't do, listening to friends I shouldn't be listening to, people who are telling me things that are not God's word. If I am filling myself with evil, evil is going to come out. But if I'm filling myself with Jesus and His teaching, if I'm listening and obeying, I am filling my heart with good, building on a good foundation, and then that good will naturally come out. Now, what happens, though, when somehow evil does sneak into my life? What happens when I make a mistake? Because all of us are going to, in some way, fall. Even if I'm following Jesus, even I sometimes stumble. I make bad choices. I choose the wrong thing. And then later I realize, oh, I should not have done that. I was wrong. Sometimes even as I'm doing it, I'm like, this is wrong. I shouldn't be doing this. And so God's Spirit then speaks to my heart and convicts me. And so in verses 37 through 42, he talks about judgment. And he says, don't judge other people. That we are not to look at other people and say, oh, look at him. He is a horrible person. No, no, no. We are all horrible people. I mean, all of us make mistakes. All of us do things that are wrong. And so I should not look at someone else and say, oh, I am better than he is. He also says, forgive, and you will be forgiven. As I forgive others, God forgives me. That somehow it seems to be linked. And so I need to forgive, because God has forgiven me. In Jesus, God has wiped away all of the things that separate me from Him. And so I need to forgive others. It's not just for them. It is also for me, so that I am no longer holding on to hatred, holding on to resentment and bitterness and anger against somebody else. If I forgive them, it sets my own heart free. Now, it's interesting. He says in this, can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the pit? If I can't see clearly, how can I judge somebody else? How can I lead them to God? And so it's interesting in verses 41 through 42, he talks about how can you see a little speck of something in your friend's eye and say, oh, let me get that out for you, when there is a huge board in your own eye? That sometimes the picture is like a little small piece of something in your brother's eye, but in your own eye there is a board, a big piece, and it is causing you not to be able to see clearly. That's the picture. What Jesus is talking about is sin. How can I look at other people and say, oh, you are sinful. You have done this bad thing. Here, let me help you become right with God. How can I do that and help other people get rid of the sin in their lives when I have huge sins in my own life? How can I say, oh, he's a bad person, yet overlook the sins that are in my own life? And so this passage, I feel, calls us to examine our own lives, to look, is there something in your life that is keeping you from God? And as I look back at the end, is there something in your life that is causing you to be blind? Is there something in your life that is causing you to be full of evil and not bear good fruit? Because that sin in your heart is going to be like things that are stored up. It turns your tree bad, and you won't be bearing good fruit. Your life will not produce good things. Are you basing your life on things that are not God's word? And so, all of this just reminds me that I must look at my life and get rid of the sin that separates me from God. So finally we come to the beginning of today's reading, which talks about loving your enemies. It's very easy to love those who love you. But, oh, I know it is so hard to love those who are bad. It is so hard to love those who are mean to you, to love those who do bad things. It is so hard. Now, Jesus is not saying to love the bad things your enemy is doing, but instead, we are to demonstrate love to them, and this is only possible when I am building my life on Jesus. I cannot love my enemy on my own. I cannot love my enemy out of my own strength. My own character and nature says to hate my enemy. But Jesus says to love him, says to do good to my enemy, to pray for him, to be kind to him. Because as I am kind to others, then God demonstrates kindness to me. As I love others, I am demonstrating the love that God has for me. You see, remember, at one point, before we believe in Jesus, before we follow God, the Bible teaches that we are enemies of God, yet God still loved us enough to send Jesus to die for us in our place, to earn our pardon, to buy our forgiveness. He died in our place. And so, as gratitude, I should love others as Jesus loved me. But that's not possible without him. And so, as you think about people who have been mean to you, ask God to help you show them love. Ask God to help you show them the love of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would help us today. Help us to build our lives on your word. Lord, I pray that you would place your spirit inside of us, that he would be that good stored up inside, and that it would bring forth good fruit, that in our lives good things would grow out of us because we are obedient to you. Lord, help us to examine our own lives and get rid of any sins that are keeping us from you. And finally, Lord, fill us with your love. Because, Lord, without you and your love, it is impossible for us to love our enemies as you have called us to do. Help us today to listen and to obey your word. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.